Hey guys, property search, think Ladfish. I'm Brett Littlewood and this is Property Rant. So today, it's a great one. You know, I've missed the boat, all right? So we get this all the time from investors, like, you know what, if I had invested back there, all would have been good, but I've missed the boat, so it's no use me even starting, or, you know, or worse, I'll wait until, you know, the next boat comes along, you know, which could be in however many years, an undefined period. Look, guys, the reality is, look at property not as you miss the boat, but there are thousands of boats leaving every minute, yeah? So you've got to choose, and the definition or the defining moment that you actually begin being an investor is when you get on the boat, whenever it is, because there's boats leaving every 5 minutes, yeah? So get on one. Don't feel you've missed the boat, because the reality is, if you wait around, you procrastinate, then you are gonna miss the next boat. And what'll happen is, by the time the next boat comes along, you'll miss it and you'll be going, ah, I missed that boat and now I missed this boat and now I'm procrastinating again for another 5 or 10 years. Don't be that person, yeah? That is the person who's gonna spend their retirement, you know, worrying and concerned and thinking about what they should have done, and they'll be should all over themselves, all right? Because the reality is, you know, you need to get on a boat. You need to get invested. That doesn't mean you jump on the first boat that comes along, yeah? So get educated, get a strategy, do all these sort of things that we talk about, yeah? But once you've got that, then move affirmatively ahead and get an investment. Get involved, yeah? And even if it takes a little bit longer to make, you know, the big money, actually, it's amazing. When you look forward to these investments, they always take ages. But when you turn around and look back, you realize how far your investments have come and how far you've come as a person because you made that decision to get on the boat, you know, when it left, all right? And, you know, there is no shortage of boats. Jump on any boat. They're leaving every 5 minutes, all right? Figuratively speaking, of course. But, you know, it's one of these things, we hear it all the time, and it is a classic procrastinator's, you know, fear and realistically, lack of education, lack of experience, you know, display. You know, it shouldn't happen. And if you're saying that and you find yourself saying that, find a better question, find a better statement. You know, go and actually look at, why am I saying I've missed the boat? Actually, maybe I just need to get educated, get a bit more experience so I can jump on the boat with certainty. And that's really what this is about, is getting on that boat as soon as you possibly can. I mean, and this is, you know, for you parents that have kids and those kids are starting to get the age where they can invest, get them on. Even if you've got to buy them a house and put it in your name and their name and just let it sit there for 10 years while they, you know, do their 20s women wine and song and whatever, you know, else, you know, let them do that, because actually that will over time be an amazing investment for them, and they will thank you for that investment because you got them on the boat without them even having to get on the boat for themselves, all right? And I see this happen so many times where, you know, by the time they hit their late 20s, early 30s, then they're thanking you. And then all of a sudden, you know, you are their mentor, you're their guide. You know, they've got over that sort of ego of the 20s, you know, where they know everything. And all of a sudden they go, you know what, I'm so much further ahead than the rest of my friends and my peers because of this investment that you organized for me. And it makes such a difference. And you know, if you can get them an investment in their 20s, or if you're sitting there in their 20s, do whatever you need to. Don't care what you've got to do, get into a property, even if it's a small one, even if you're not living there, it's an investment up north where it's nice and cheap, yeah? Do whatever you have to do to get your first investment, because that is your emotional intelligence out the way, and that will hold you in fantastic stead to move forward, you know, and be really financially free a lot earlier than in fact most people will ever be, because most people are not ever going to be financially free ever in their life. They have no chance because they're sitting there and procrastinating. Don't procrastinate. All right, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.